It's been a while since you've been up here, hasn't it? I wanted to especially do a short message for you today because I want to ask you a question. Do you know anyone at all, who can walk on water? I'm glad you said no, Caden, because no man can walk on water, right? Even though they think they're perfect, even though they think they're the cat's meow, if you put them on a river or you put them on a lake or a pond, will they walk on water? Absolutely not. They will sink like a rock, won't they? But there is someone we know who walked on water, isn't there? I have a picture to show you, a very important picture. And who is this? Jesus walked on water. Why did Jesus walk on water? What is he trying to prove? That he is Jesus, that he is God, that he is the creator, that he is the one who made this water. And since he made it, he can walk on it if he desires so. But what's the real reason? Why is Jesus walking on the water? Who's he walking to? No, who's he walking to? Remember the men in the boat? Yeah, he's walking to the boat. He's actually walking to the men in the boat. What does this tell you? Jesus comes to you, and he comes to me, and he comes to everyone looking at you right now. Jesus comes to us. Why does Jesus walk on the water toward his disciples and towards you and me and all of them? Why does Jesus do this? To save our lives. Thank you, Owen. That's exactly why he does this. The men were in the boat. They were in a storm. They were about to be swamped by the water. They were about to go down underneath the sea. And Jesus walks out to them to prove to them that he is God, and to show them that since he is God, they have no reason to be afraid. And since there's no reason to be afraid, they will be saved by his awesome and mighty power. And Jesus speaks a word. We know that he speaks a word from another text. He says, "Be silent." And the storm was silent. And there was peace. Well, Jesus has won peace for you and me. How did Jesus win peace for you and me? By what? Someone said it. By dying on the cross. Jesus walked on water, but then Jesus walked all the way to Jerusalem. And he had a cross laid upon his shoulders, and he walked all the way up to Mount Golgotha. And there at Golgotha, there in Calvary, Jesus died for you and for me and for them. And because Jesus died for you, what are you guaranteed to have? You're guaranteed to have faith or peace with God. You're guaranteed to have peace with God because Jesus has satisfied the law for you. Yeah, Jesus is the only man who could walk on water. But Jesus walked on water, not for himself. He walked on the water for you, for each and every one of you, and each and every one of them. And he walked on the water for me too. And therefore, we worship him. We worship him as we are here in the boat, the church. And here we worship him because, again, he comes into our midst. He comes into the middle of us. Jesus is here to announce that all your sin is forgiven. That all your sin is forgiven. Not just a sin or two sins or three sins, but all your sin is forgiven. That's because of his love for you and for all of them and for me. Thank you, Jesus, for walking on the water for us. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let's say a short prayer. Lord Jesus, we believe that you are God. Lord Jesus, we believe that you walked on the water for us. You came out to your disciples and you came out to save them. Lord, we believe that you walked to the cross and there at the cross you saved us. Lord Jesus, we know that you are God. And we know that you are the one who has saved us. Therefore, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you continually be with us, that you never leave or forsake us. And on that great last day, Lord Jesus, we pray that once again you will come for us. And when you come for us, you will take us into your kingdom forever and ever. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for all that you have done for us. For you are the great I Am. You are God. And all the children said,
Amen.
That's pretty good.